Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Down in the depths of the mountain, we dwarves spend our time forging powerful weapons, mining precious gems and metals, and feasting like kings. But after a day of digging for the next Arkenstone, this dwarf likes to come home to a package full of loot. Dungeon Crate is a monthly subscription box service forged specifically for RPG and tabletop gamers. Miniatures, dice, tokens, coins, maps, modules, terrain pieces, handcrafted items, RPG jewelry, and more are yours for only a few gold per month. You even get a digital crate along with a physical one as an added bonus. So are you brave enough to reward yourself with a Dungeon Crate? By Morden's beard, I hope so. DungeonCrate.com. Let the adventure begin.
Okay. Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. So it is now the Barbarian's turn.
Yeah.
Go Barbarian!
Okay, with your poison crossbow bolts.
Assuming a 20...
That will definitely hit. Well, he's all webbed and chokehold and feeling
singed.
Feeling like the Christmas freaking pig.
He should! Nasty brute!
What he is?
He's
bacon. 9 points of poison damage.
Yep.
Everybody loves bacon.
Everything's better than bacon.
He just wants to live a good life where he can
slaughter
up and
poor
down the
people.
Rim.
Yeah.
There's enough dead people for a week to live off of.
Ew. He's a cannibal too.
Not really, but. Oh, Duke.
Right.
I'm assuming you'd like to keep the grapple going?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Do I need to roll again?
Just go ahead and give me a quick roll, and we'll oppose and see what we got going on here.
Rolling at disadvantage.
Yes,
right?
I'm rolling at disadvantage because he's webbed now.
So do I add? I add my strength to that.
You add your strength.
My athletic.
Your athletic skill. Which
18. I'm at 18.
Yeah, you're beating him a lot. Even his good roll didn't make that.
Now, if you'd only accept the light of Palor, none of this would be a problem. But oh no!
Yeah, I think it was a crushing wave.
You're killing young people and children and innocent peasants. Bat, 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 bat.
Yes.
Okay, so now back to the top of the order. It's the arcane trickster's turn to do something awesome.
Okay.
I friend
and
I've got some things to do.
Oh, I don't know. You're pretty creative.
You see your friend here is paddling in the water to try to get up to here to get to the boat.
Oh.
He survived only because of the cover fire you gave him.
Nice. That was it.
I'm going to run down to the boat.
Okay.
Maybe me.
25, 30. All right. All right. At some point, I need to summon him, probably.
Yeah.
Because he's a river rat.
You probably don't need him right now.
He's been hanging out with all these pirates.
Yeah. Can I take that as an action? Just to...
Sure, you can dismiss him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll come back when I need you.
Okay, and your friend on his turn will be climbing out of there, because that's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Be interesting if it does or does not float up to the attack of opportunity you take advantage of.
Right.
It's all a matter of whether anyone can see.
Did more of these guys make it up?
Yes, lots more.
I should say they've
especially
had
especially since
turn.
You're fighting with
the pig guy.
Who was the big nasty guy killing people.
And those D20s want to join in. See, they're running for safety.
Yeah,
they're running for safety. Well, closer to the fire.
Away from the,
yeah,
the spider and the boar killing them.
So, Ranger, what are you going to do?
Besides
kick a peasant up into the roof though. Because you have three peasants huddled behind
fire
you.
Up there.
I'm going to shout for these peasants to get up on the roof and stuff because I have
you
no attack.
You want them to run past the pig?
No, I'm going to go with them. Like, Like that.
Oh, she's protecting them.
See?
Okay.
But I have no attack on him right now, so because I can't do hail. Oh wait, no, I can do hail of arrows again.
Can you? Do you have enough spells?
Hail of thorns.
A hail of thorns. Yeah. I have.
She thinks it's wild.
Two. I think I have two attacks.
What is your spell page?
I don't
page
understand spells.
What is your spell page?
Well, I've got like.
You are a what level ranger?
I am a fourth level ranger.
A fourth level ranger. So, fourth level ranger, you know three spells.
Yes.
You've already cast Hunter's Mark.
And Hail of Thorns.
So
all I have left is Cure Wounds, so I don't have
one spell. Well, no, remember, you can use any combination of those spells.
Yeah, I just won't be able to.
You only have three spells per day. That's your limit. So you could use any combination of.
You know what? I'm going to hold. I'm just going to not worry about it.
Okay.
Because so far he's being held twice, and if we can just keep up the magical stuff or the poison stuff.
Okay, so it is now the spider's turn.
Oh, what kind of weapon does he have on?
He has a axe.
Would I be able to try to take it out of his hand with a weapon?
Ooh.
For a dex thing, we can try that.
Okay.
Plus a Civil War move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie yet.
No.
But that move is in the trailer, so no spoilers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do I need to stay for the whole
thing? No, you're within range.
And both after. There's
yeah, there's
after
two
the
TV strings.
Oh. Yep.
Six.
Six?
You have advantage because he's grappled.
Yeah, he's all restrained. Because
he has
no
dexterity.
14. You shoot your webbing out, you grab his weapon, and you pull it out. Slowly, the spider's doing the whole retracting the web with the legs, and the axe is slowly scraping up the roof. Okay.
Cool.
Still
doesn't
have
the
same
time. What?
Still time.
I didn't hear that.
What?
Sister Solace, what are you going to do?
I'm going to sacred flame him again.
Okay. Go for it.
I don't need to roll, you do.
Fine.
Disadvantage. Get a one, damn you.
Two.
Close enough. Okay.
So roll for damage.
An eight?
No.
See, I was assuming it was gonna land. That's why I was waiting for you to roll for damage.
Eight.
Woo!
Yay! She feels better now.
She does feel better.
I do.
As like,
I light the pillars.
Like a big
with
chunk
you.
Of his tusk and face gets blackened by the. Sacred flame.
Bacon.
I'm so glad.
Half human bacon.
And you're okay with
me? I'm saying it smells good. I'm not saying I'm
can I actually get down?
As an action, you could use your athletics to jump down, but you're in
no,
action.
Then since.
Okay. Or you can, by all means, as your movement, just walk off if you're willing to take the damage from falling.
Oh, you know, falling off a building isn't so bad.
It doesn't hurt at all.
It's nothing compared to a tower or a spire.
How much damage are we talking? What dies?
It's 1d6 per 10 feet. You're 20 feet.
And it's 20 feet, so it's 2d6. That could theoretically take almost half my hit.
Can't you climb down the web?
Or you can, you know, wait till your turn and try to
do
athletics.
No, I can reach him with the sacred flame.
Okay. So you're going to stay there?
Yeah, for right now.
Okay.
Let's start burning the boat over there.
As the captain makes some snide comment about forget the spider, go for the magic user.
Well, the spider's in front of
you. It doesn't work that way.
You don't have fire immunity, do you?
No.
For a guy who breathes flame.
You can get dragon away.
And the three gentlemen with crossbows.
That's more than 80 feet, though.
Is it? Count it out.
So this is 5?
Yep. 16.
So
go
to
that 20.
So
just advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're firing on her. Is that what you were making sure of? First one misses, and he had a brand new crossbow too. second one misses. The blue dice of water cult really doesn't work too well. Third one misses.
Oh, critical!
His crossbow shatters. Okay, who let the crossbows get waterlogged up here?
I was
going to
say, this is the second one that broke.
They're waterlogged.
Their job.
And this guy is going to step out of the water, and he's going to get into the boat. Are you going to do anything? You do have an attack of opportunity. And you do also have sneak attack, technically, since he doesn't see it coming.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure the other people will see me murdering one of their allies.
What if you just accidentally tripped and knocked him into
the water?
On
your shoulder!
I would let you do a stealth roll to see if you could shake
you
him nonchalantly.
Like
you
actually fell
trickster.
Stabbing him, but yeah, you just fall into the boat, both of you.
Alright, let's make stealth roll for this.
Okay.
Roll well.
Yeah, he's got advantage.
Yeah, he has advantage because
he doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah, he doesn't know what's coming.
So,
alright. Well, the question is, am I advantage to the other people? But
no, you're
it's stealth.
So
okay,
13 plus. 16.
So you make your hit to attack him.
Okay.
Okay. So go ahead and give me your damage, and remember, you do get your rogue sneak attack since he doesn't see it coming.
Alright, 2d6. Yes, 2d6. I'm gonna do this with my dagger just because I don't want to draw a lot of attention to this. So. 2d6 plus 1d4. So 6, 9, 12
points of damage.
You get up there and you stick
plus
him.
Plus the damage I gave him earlier.
Oh yeah.
You get up there and you stick him to his backside and
he
kind of like stumbles and is falling into the boat. Go ahead and roll me a stealth roll to make sure you did it without being spotted by anybody else. As
he just
falls
him into the boat.
Face first into the boat.
Yeah.
I hate it when I'm wet and soaked with water.
Here,
and
let me help you into
the boat.
Shank,
shank. So give me a stealth roll to make sure nobody sees that what just happened.
Nine
plus, what's your stealth?
No, that's 6 plus 3 is 9.
Oh.
So you believe no one saw you do this.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know, it is a chaotic time.
Yes.
And it's still dark, right?
And they're not exactly watching the...
They're not watching their own people.
Did you?
They're watching the giant spider.
Okay.
And the magic user.
So
yes.
That was his.
Yep.
Okay.
So it is now the captain's turn, who's still working on the boat. Get the boat ready, and it is your turn.
Okay. Well.
She's dying over
there. Don't
do
die.
I need to roll my perception
we
for
need
this?
You to kill people.
For him saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's not plague, it's just allergies.
Well, it's now or never.
Oh, great combination.
Well, I guess we're not setting sail anytime too soon. Dropping the crossbow. Quick and thunder wave, thunder wave.
Okay, so what does that do? Especially for the new folks at the table.
So, everybody within 15 feet, which so far is everybody on deck.
That's everyone on the boat.
Needs to make two constitution saving throws.
Two constitution.
Quick and plus normal.
Excuse me. So he basically pops two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's dropping the mic,
you practically
man.
Think the first one is, the second one is an echo of the first one, but it's actually its own freaking spell.
Yep.
That's awesome. And what's your DC?
Oh, well, 13.
13? Well, I'm giving them all disadvantage because they weren't expecting it.
That's true. They are totally not expecting it. Because of you.
They're everyone's friends.
Good job. Trickster.
Yeah.
They all failed it.
Yes!
I love it when a plan comes together.
You can give me more dice.
Okay.
Yes, you can use some of the peasantry.
Yeah.
Not doing anything.
Where does the deciding things are?
Further on, work is the actual list.
Okay, so we have a total of 20 damage.
Jesus.
And they're all going to be flung 20 feet.
What?
Into the water!
as immediately his double thunder wave just blasts everyone off the deck. To which the sails unfrill against the thunderbolt, snapping hard.
Does it blast the captain off the deck too?
Yeah.
Well, she's to towards the nose. It's only 20 feet away from me, so she might actually still be on the deck.
Well, it happens twice, right?
Ship's not damaged.
So,
it's 10 feet plus another 10.
As they, she gets bounced across the deck, and they get all launched into the water. At which point you hear a snap, because there was someone waiting there for an attack opportunity underwater.
Oh, my baby.
As a tail just swishes by.
And then turning around, bring it on.
Oh, yay for reckless clear.
Damn.
He's not challenging Philbeck, is he?
No.
Oh, no, he's challenging the captain.
Yeah.
Oh, she's also prone.
Whoops. I think we're going to have a caster duel here.
Oh, good.
That's my god, that is so badass. And he still has a
as she has this blue cute poof of hair. Just because you have to do that when that kind of thing happens.
Yep.
Oh, that was
leading
people. I don't think it does.
It
doesn't. I think they sleep through that shit.
I think they do.
High five, man.
Well, I think what the weird dream is their outlook of the stir. Yeah. So that could have woke them up, but right now the Crockett Sobek's like, what was that?
Yeah.
Oh, food. Snack. Okay, so the barbarian's turn. These people were shooting at you and your partner. Arrows were flying over your heads.
Are they in the water now?
They're in the water, yeah. This one got blasted onto the shoreline. This one blasts in the water. That one blasts in the water and then snapped up shortly. And the captain, her blue skin glistening in the torchlight from the torches that are just barely coming back to light from the concussion of the thunder blast. She's on her knees and she's got cold steel eyes glaring.
So that sail is not like battened down yet. So
no,
it's loose.
It's the ropes have spun off and the sail is flapping free.
Excellent.
Until it comes back and hits you.
Where are you?
To the edge of the building.
To the edge of the building?
How far away is that? No. That
oh, that one?
To this
one,
side.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, that's my distance. I'll move to the edge. And then I'll shoot the little dwarf guy.
The one
you
in
shoot
the water?
The dwarf guy bobbing in the water?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you want to shoot poison at him.
What? She can shoot who she wants to shoot. These guys killed her crew.
Yeah
well... Then I'd go
you
for her.
You guys clearly have that taken care of.
It's
not.
Like there's a ranger,
we don't have
a monk,
any hit points
there's
yet,
but
I have no attack against him.
She doesn't know that. You didn't say anything. You're a ranger. You got ranger tricks.
He has no weapons.
We'll figure it out.
Is he,
that doesn't matter.
You
none of my weapons will hurt him.
It's a straight roll because he's bobbing in water, so he would have an advantage and you would have an advantage. So it's basically straight roll.
If there's a torch around, yeah. I'll see if there's a torch around.
Seven.
Wait. Plus your dex, plus your proficiency.
Yeah,
oh
a
my god.
Five.
So, seven. No. Uh-oh. This guy's
two. Delivery, you know.
Oh.
Well, that would have been back.
So 7 total?
Yeah.
That's
a 2.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you fire, and then arrow just goes poof in the water as a conspicuous tail goes drifting right by the
like,
fire.
What was that?
Yeah.
Oh, the silly crocodile. So, Otuk.
Right.
You're practically yawning while fighting this werewolf. He's that boring to you.
I'll grapple him some more.
Okay. This poor bastard.
Grapple. Have you learned your lesson, laddie?
Not until he
are you ready to listen Green. To the wisdom of Paylor?
So Paylor.
And give up your evil ways. Ooh, good roll.
It beats my roll.
No,
the second one's really good. The first one, fine.
Crushing? Had heard work against him, like bashing? Or is it only, I mean, can you bash him? Or is it?
You can try.
It was
Nobody's tried bashing him yet.
I thought you said that bashing wouldn't work.
Well, I did, but you know.
Yeah.
You know how easily rangers are distracted.
Oh, apparently. No. This one, anyways.
Yeah, if he could be bashed,
so you
know that I would be bashed.
You are grappling him, and you just double down on your effort on that. Okay,
that's
so the peasants
trying.
Are
You're
all
gonna burn!
The burn peasants are all
hell.
Hiding, doing their thing. All of a sudden,
whose turn is it?
Goes another person.
Well, he was just a morsel, really.
What a shame.
The arrow pointed him out.
Whose turn is it?
Okay, it is now going to be the arcane trickster's turn. Which I should take his corpse out of the boat.
So, I'm going to delay my turn.
And you saw the whole crazy exploding people off the deck like an action movie.
Yeah.
Thunder crack that's just echoing here, especially up with the wall right there.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hold action?
Okay.
Yeah, for what?
What are you going to hold for?
I want to have to get up and shoot her.
You could shoot her from where you are. You can see her.
But she's prone.
Okay. Oh, so you want to wait for her to get up.
Yeah.
But okay. If you shoot her now, you have advantage.
No,
it's
no.
Disadvantage
because
she's
prone.
Oh, I see.
Lower profile.
He wants to make sure he's not having a harder
okay,
shot.
Gotcha.
Than
yeah.
Because when you drop to a knee, you're harder to hit with the target.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would bring it back to the hunter's turn.
Since it was nighttime, were there any torches around?
Yeah, there's lots.
I'm grabbing a torch and I'm taking it right to his chest.
You're gonna stab
I'm
him
gonna,
with a torch?
No, I'm gonna burn him.
Okay.
Holding the torch to him.
Holding the torch to him.
Give me a strike, you're at advantage, so.
You're at advantage.
Okay.
And you might have to roll a 1d6 while you're doing that.
19.
Go ahead and roll a 1d6. He is not immune to fire.
Woohoo!
He's not amused by fire either.
Two.
As you just stick that torch in his face and give him a little more peel or holy my.
That's right.
Ranger
burn,
style.
Baby, burn.
Thanks,
should I move?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was like,
it's
how
it's all fun and games.
You should give me
advantage. Oh, there you go.
It's what you should do. That's a good.
What do you want me to like?
How many
advantages like,
are you looking for?
Come on, I'll flank him. We're going to flank this guy.
All of them.
60-20s.
I don't want to.
Because he's a big, bad, scary dude.
Lose my grapple.
It's
at
all
any point.
Fun and games until he breaks loose.
Right?
Exactly.
You're just gonna take turns grappling him back and forth.
Ain't nobody want me to lose the grapple.
She grapples like burn.
You guys keep
him
there, so when I'm done with this one, I'll walk over and I'll just witch bolt him. And while he's sitting there, we'll just like electrocute him to death.
Okay.
I'm okay with this plan.
It is the druid's turn.
Thanks. I think it's time to come out of.
It's you. All of a sudden, you realize
well,
you
can
that you're
up to him and start biting him from side.
Wait,
you
yeah.
realize
Skitter
that,
every,
you realize
no,
that
first,
your brain is too spider-like. It's time to shed the spider.
Go down first, because you move first.
All of a sudden, a fly sounds really good right now.
And I'm gonna cast Flaming Sphere.
Flaming Sphere.
Oh. Yay. Okay. Are you climbing down first since you have?
No.
No?
Because I can move that around. She's
okay.
Standing in front of me.
Where would you like to put your flaming sphere? Because a red d12 is perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Now, what does flaming sphere do?
Yeah, because am
you're
I going to
have
fire
your damage in one of those two squares because it's going to hit either one of the two of them.
Hit me before you hit Riona. How
oh.
is your. How, what's
I
your,
have 31 hit points.
You guys are untouched.
I have 36.
All right.
I have 47.
Also,
and that was with she was being touched.
And I jumped off the wall. That was the only damage I took was myself.
That's the three, yeah.
This is
and it was
so
half
wrong.
Damage.
It's
so
a deck saving throw.
It's deck saving throw?
Oh, good. I will take
okay.
the damage.
So which square? We're putting in the one adjacent to the boar
me.
And the ranger?
Yeah.
So move it just a little smidgen that way. There
yeah.
you go. Into that square. So a deck save, which I'm at disadvantage.
And I'll aim for the web that I put on.
Okay.
And then,
so everyone adjacent to it
I have a
damage.
15 for my deck save.
And then again when they start adjacent to it.
Say that again, what?
Well, is it at the so that he'll take the they'll take the damage now and at the beginning of their turn or at the end of the turn?
End of the turn.
End of the turn?
If they're in within.
Okay.
Yeah, guys, you can start using your oil again.
No, we just gotta save it for the temple.
Oh.
Okay, so what's
Riona
the damage that they're gonna take?
That's right, Riona can make oil.
Yes. 3.
3 points.
So that means they have half damage?
What if they failed their save?
Half damage.
Half damage? Yes. No, if they failed.
Oh, failed, still half damage.
Half damage.
It's full damage.
What's the full damage?
Oh, three.
Oh, okay.
So I take what's half of that? Just one?
So 2 points.
2 points.
I'm feeling evil today. Today I'm rounding up.
Doing fine.
As the apparently Paler's holy light is here. As all of a sudden you stick the torch in its face and it goes, and then it turns back and this ball of light burns next to him.
It's burning.
It's a very, very fiery group we got here.
I need flaming hair.
Excellent. I'm teaching them well.
Okay, so done. Out of the game. Boom.
Give me a gem.
And that's what Grim thinks.
You know, we do have Sith characters, and my character was a badass.
Oh, yeah, your Sith warrior was a badass.
I love my Sith knight.
Took a disruptor pistol
to the face!
Kept going.
Messed with my markings, but that's okay. I was a Zabrakian.
Oh, yeah.
So okay, but I'm like white and purple. Sacred Flame, the. He's still.
I didn't know that about the monster.
Yeah. He's still no dex, so he's a disadvantage. And
that's good enough.
Eight.
I don't need to roll twice. Let's see. So what's the damage?
Six.
Woo! Okay. It's a good thing shit's about to get interesting on my end at least.
Oh.
Alright. So
it makes me nervous.
I feel like he's pretty well taken.
Because, you know, Crib.
Oh, man. That was the guy with the broken crossbow. I was going to have him turn around and shoot Crib with a crossbow in the muddy embankment before he gets eaten.
No, he's going to try and scramble up.
Yep, he's got the broken crossbow. He's going to try to climb at disadvantage against this muddy torrent. Natural 20.
You run by a 7.
But he made it to a 12 with it. Scamper. Okay, so that's the thug. So, Crib. Ooh.
Come on, Crib.
What you gonna do?
That's my turn?
Yeah. Actually, didn't you delay to do your thing?
I delayed till after these guys. I don't know if the captain is after me.
Yeah, she's right. She'll be right after you.
Get her.
Look right next to her, and...
Your book.
Your book
is encroaching on the map.
Thank you.
That's
how I die.
Is she right next to the stairs down?
No.
No, it's in the middle.
She's more towards
like
the bow.
Here? Where's the port?
Like to get on and off?
No, where she was yelling down the
crew. Oh, it was down a little access portway where the guys would be coming up.
Oh, great. So I'm going to straddle over that corner and Thunderwave again.
Okay. And what's the save I got? 13?
Mm-hmm.
You roll
it. She's at disadvantage because she's a prone.
That would put her at an advantage because she's on more than three points of combat. It's losing her balance.
Oh.
How about that? I'll spin it the other direction. She's now actually got 3 points of contact on the ground instead of just two. Yeah. Then we're just gonna roll straight. We'd be like that. Dex.
Constitution.
Constitution shit. 14. Yes, but she holds her ground, and oh, she's pissed at you. She is bloody fucking pissed at you.
7.
Oh, you just see the rage of the torrent of tempest in her eyes for you.
Still a lot of hit points she's lost.
And
she's
in that case, I'm going to burn these two. Last 2 points, and
I'm not sure whether that's a current hit points or maximum.
Well, that's a good question.
What?
Do you sleep again? Would it be current hit points or maximum?
What do you mean?
If you were to sleep her again, would it be the hit points she has
currently
left?
Oh, it would be what
left?
She currently has. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
see, yeah,
points,
so.
Yeah.
So she's less than
30. So I'm going to be.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, we do, because she took 20. And then another seven.
So she's lost 27 hit points. Yeah. So,
one, two.
And that would put the other people below to sleep as well.
No, I'm not supposed to sleep.
Another And that would be less good.
Yeah.
So he hasn't lost any hit points.
No, but it is
the lucky area, die.
So.
20! Natural 20!
Okay.
Booyah!
Can we get a spell crit or no?
Yeah, that's gonna be.
So for this round?
Jesus. I wonder why he was looking for that particular dice.
Well, that one's gonna be so pretty.
Oops.
Oh! Oh. It's
21 points of damage.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
So this boss was not.
So Krig walks up, tries thunder waving again, sends it down into the cabin. I don't care about that. And then starts Sith bolting her.
I expect you to die.
I'm playing
with it as that's
critting. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Oh
yay. These were
tough people.
Very
and
tough
you
creatures.
Guys tough creatures my ass. I haven't done any damage to you guys. Time to correct that. She looks at you through the Sith lightning like Luke through the Emperor's lightning. And she reaches her hand.
You mean sad
and
cries out for dad?
And just does this clawing motion at you as you feel the moisture in the air condense. And a wall of water is slamming towards your face.
Is there a save?
Give me a dex save.
Not so good at those.
You're not at disadvantage.
Yes.
You could
have
inspiration.
Yeah, let's use my check.
Yeah. Okay.
I use my recklessness to get on this boat. I'm not about to be thrown off of this.
No, you don't. We all bless them.
Counter curse. Huh? Oh, so great.
At least it was fun.
A five?
Yeah.
Do not make your save.
Can we get some Advil?
Damn, I
was not.
15 points of damage.
Well, he's minus down below half health. It's in one hit.
I'm sure
but
I did more
still
than half.
And you are
not
prone as well. Everyone's on their knees.
I assume she hasn't stood up.
Well, that's a good Friday night.
It's funny.
Well, I don't need to re-roll for concentrating on which one I'm around, so.
But
yep.
You have half.
Well,
you're not
don't
like,
you have to roll a concentration for the damage you took?
Doesn't she have to roll a concentration for the damage she took? Like,
well,
30 plus?
Well, she just
cast
the spell. She's not doing any concentration spells. All of hers are one shots.
I don't think so. Is that a.
Is your spell concentration?
It is concentration, but I'll look it up.
That's the one drawback with concentration spells. You don't get hit those.
But you still have less, you know, about half your hit points, right? Or are you like...
Yes,
but
I also have second level spell slots.
Wait, how close is he to her?
They're face
they're
to
like,
face.
They're 5 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, then I can sneak
attack
her.
Oh!
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Nice! Sweet!
I'm not rolling at advantage, but given that she's crushing my
It won't matter until my next round, so it'll go on.
Okay. So that was her turn. That makes it the barbarian's turn.
Yeah. I was waiting.
Go barbarian!
Oh, she stood up. So.
Oh, well, yeah, she didn't stand up. That's the problem with the holding action.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is you gotta wait till that action happens.
So
right.
I'm gonna rage and jump off the side of the building.
Now, are you gonna athletics off the side of the building
I'm gonna acrobatically flip off the side.
Okay.
Parkour!
No, that's
parkour!
What we do as pirates.
Okay. Go ahead and make your roll, and let's hope you get the...
Well, you have an advantage.
You do have a chip. It's under your book.
It's hiding.
Yeah, you have a chip.
Oh,
right
yeah.
There.
I wanted to use the
okay.
For something that can help me bend the
party.
Oh.
You are going to
okay,
you've party.
Chipped in.
No, I mean, I'm going to pick
for magic item.
Oh, well,
she's doing a group magic item instead of an individual.
Yeah,
well, no, it's
a
something
10?
That will help me to help
okay,
me.
So you do manage to land without taking damage.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so that was your action. What would you like to do for your
me
move?
Cast more
move as far forward towards the boat as I can.
Okay.
Rushing, like how far can you get?
I want to go down the side, because there's a plank that's coming out in the middle, right?
No, they actually pulled those in.
Oh.
When all the crazy riding happened, they disconnected themselves from the ground. That's why they don't want to get attacked.
Yeah, run across the subject's back.
Yeah, I'll run as far as I can upwards here.
So, how
okay.
far? What's your speed?
30.
So So she would have landed at the edge of the building and then count 30 out.
See, I was practically right.
Okay, yeah, good guess. Alrighty. So it is Otoog's turn.
Yeah. Right.
I'm assuming you're going to rinse repeat.
I am going to rinse repeat.
Oh, if only I had a chip. I wish I had a chip so I could get out of this grapple that won't end. Oh, now I'm guaranteed not to get out of this grapple.
Come at me, bro. The light of Paylor has spoken. Yes. Marmy, dick.
Woo! You've definitely got me still in the lock.
Right. It sounds so much angrier than
it is.
Too.
Yes.
It's much more.
Okay. So, we are now back at the top of the order. Anyone that could have taken an action can't take an action because they're rotting in a croc's belly. Or they're cowering up at top there. Or they're going, we're not going up on deck. Oh, hell's breaking loose up there. And the snapping of the sails now. It is now the Arcane Trickster's turn.
Well, I guess I'll shoot him anyways.
Okay, so it's a straight roll. Yeah. With your sneak attack bonus.
Alright.
It's nice to have a rogue in the party again.
Oh
no!
Special.
Whoa.
Was that a one?
Yes.
We shall use the card.
Oh.
The card.
Oh. I have Snickers.
I'm not feeling good about the fact that I'm
Yeah.
We will say that your crossbow breaks because none of these are really appropriate.
This is actually my short bow.
Oh, your short bow. So as you pull it back, the moisture must have gotten to the twine, and it just snaps.
Oh, jeez.
Unfortunately, you were sitting there poised, ready with your bow to let go, and it just, the twine just frayed and snapped as soon as you let go of your arrow.
On the plus side, she's still not aware.
And it didn't hit Crib.
Yeah, that was the what I really
wanted. And she still thinks you're a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a senior point of view.
You could have been aiming for me up for all she knows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah,
so. Okay, it is now the Ranger's turn. With the glowy fireball right there, you might want to move.
Well, I have to attack first, and I want to do the flame, the torch again.
Okay, you're gonna stick the
torch
in his face.
Torch in his face again. So yeah, 14 plus, well, 14.
Okay.
Unless I want to use my strength or something. I have lots. So. And 5 points of damage.
5 points as you stick the torch in his face.
And then I, well, no, if I move, I not, should I move back?
To seek an attack of opportunity, and she moves back.
No, he's grappled.
He doesn't
he's
have a weapon,
restrained.
And he's currently grappled.
Yeah.
And you don't burn in the heat of the...
Can I borrow one of your six crossbows?
Absolutely. And you need a crossbow. I think
you
have
a crossbow.
You need a crossbow. And you need a crossbow.
And I have a scimitar, too.
It is now the druid's turn. Would you like to move your fireball?
Is it hurting Otoog?
It is not hurting Otoog.
I will move it there.
You got the force move where you're controlling the fireball. Stay on target, fireball. Stay on target.
I don't really need to spend that Benny for advantage because I was in a position of advantage with.
But it was fun making you worry about it.
Well, I mean, I wanted it.
Maybe you could get some inspiration for, role-playing a worry tour.
Yeah.
So
what did we ask for the larger item? Do you remember what I asked for?
You wanted the bracer that makes arrows?
A bracer that makes arrows?
Yeah, I thought that's what you went for.
Yeah,
or was it the bracer that caught arrows? Or was
but that's on the. There's a gloves of missile snaring. That's on the F table. So I can't remember what I asked for.
Or was it the Uber bow you went for?
I would want a bow. I want a better bow.
We'll see if there's a bow on the not Uber list.
Yeah, there should be one on triple D, actually, weapon plus one.
But he said D is not.
Isn't it?
He said ABC.
Oh.
Yeah.
It should be on the little card.
Is it on the seat, though?
I thought there was, like, someone.
Okay, on F, you can get a plus one weapon.
There.
So, Nicole.
Sorry. Just when you thought I was done with the spider.
Or breakers of archery.
Well, since that can maintain quiver one.
Okay.
I'm going to actually...
So he still saves every round, right?
At the end of his turn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on his turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, has he been getting his turns to try to escape?
He has rolled his
That is not a giant poisonous snake.
Oh, I can just, like, whip you up there.
I will slowly say, stay rigid. And shoot you on the boat.
I'm going to leave the fireball there and go as far as I can. 30 feet as a giant spider.
Okay, so you're shape-shifting in giant spider form?
I will be my last
shape. You can get us over to the boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 feet as close to the get.
To him or to the ship?
To
so,
him.
Okay. So down 20 and then... There, I guess.
Okay, Sister Solace.
Can I ride her down? And then, and Sacred Flame?
No, because she went down before your turn.
Okay. Sacred Flame.
It's okay. you missed the spider bolts.
Oh, you wanted...
Damn! 14. What happened? He actually...
No damage. With disadvantage, I beat it.
Fine. Do you know what it says?
Okay, you want to climb down or you move before you are?
You know, I'll climb down.
Okay, give me an effect. Actually, no, you can't, because it's your turn to cast your spell. Don't give me the bag.
I'll pout if I want to.
Fine, you can pout if you want to.
It's my party and I'll pout if I want to.
Be good. I like setting him on fire a little bit, and I've been talking Baylor's smack into his ears since I converted.
This guy's
going
to run off into the fog. Going, trying to get to the tower because, you know, I need a safe place to hide.
The tower that's on fire?
He doesn't know that, does he? No, he doesn't.
Does he get
surprise
feet through the
fire!
Opens the door.
Whoa!
Cooking bugbears.
So, Kriv, it is your turn. You are both on your knees facing each other. You can tell she's gonna get another spell going and go off on you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Kriv has been known to jump weight classes.
Jump what?
Weight classes.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's face to face with a big, big, frigid bag.
Pretty much. I am going to... Bolter as a second.
Okay.
My name is.
He's gonna cast a witch bolt.
Force of lightning. So you stand up. Stay down.
No point in me standing up.
And it's a ranged attack, right?
Yeah.
That's why she was debating what to do too, because that whole disadvantage for a ranged attack thing. Even though you're point blank blasting each other on your knees.
That's still like weird.
So it's still a disadvantage?
Yeah.
It's a blanket, it's a trigger.
It's very comfy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Aren't you cold?
It was making me debate which spell too, because I'm like, damn. If it's called a touch spell, why is it a range attack? Right? Then all of a sudden, you're noticing that there's something changing in her eyes.
Uh-oh.
She's becoming an elemental.
There was, like, others
floating
in. I saw that.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Now, everybody's told she's crazy.
I already told her that I saw it.
No, no.
I know.
You're all crazy.
Well,
we don't deny that.
That's definitely true.
Adventuresses be crazy.
Oh, that's...
She's a mind-nizzle.
So what you got?
Not these two.
The pile of D20s. Which one feel right?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Make sweet, sweet love to them.
Woo! That'll be 19.
That will hit.
Good choice on the dice.
That spell will hit.
For another 20 points of damage.
Oh, woohoo! Jesus, you fry her on the deck.
Yay!
Like a fish.
Yay, Crib! Toaster.
as the electricity just arcs from her to the water that her spell left on the deck.
Oh.
And she just fries on the deck.
Better. Stay down.
As her last moment, as you can see the way her eyes were changing, as the anger was coming out of her eyes, and you're frying her like a bug, and her last word is you abate your lightning to let her corpse fall down. I was only in it for the money.
Oh, don't care, she's a horrible person.
She killed peasants for money!
Pirates for money too.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Well, we don't know if she was a pirate.
Sure,
she was a sailor. A good, honest sailor on the river.
Right, yeah.
Your friend was not a pirate? No.
Bad pirate versus good pirate. Right?
Pirates versus privateers.
That's right. Yes.
You're, of course, there. You're technically a pirate.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is our barbarian's turn. As you look and you see Crib fry her.
I guess
her,
he would be a pork in ear.
Fry her to death on the ship.
Shame.
As the sunken face just falls to the deck. You almost feel your comrades' souls appeased by this death.
It was very painful, if that's any consolation.
The only thing that would make you feel better is if you got the loot from her, a whole of her ship. You know your crew would want it.
How do I get on
there? So you can easily just jump in the water and climb up.
Yeah, say hi to Sobek.
Can I see Sobek?
You actually give me a perception roll. You might. There's a lot of corpses.
And he knows that she talks to him.
Well, yeah, if she can touch him.
15.
Oh, yeah, you see Sobek is like right under the boat right now.
I whistle for him to come up to me.
Give me an animal handling. He's quite content right now.
Yeah, he knows you.
You can have advantage.
Yeah. 19.
Okay,
yeah.
You don't need advantage. Sobek plops up and just comes right there.
Good, so I'm going to lay my
hand. As Sobek just looks at the arcane trickster and you hear the crocodile purr.
Show no fear, trickster.
As
show
the
no
barbarian
fear.
Just walks right on top of him.
As you do. I'm going to use my speak with animals and ask how he's doing.
Well,
thanks. You kept your promise.
You get the feeling
Tom
of, well, thanks.
I'm going to ask if he's going to stick with us. And if he can help me get on the ship over there and look me up.
He will help you get in the ship because he likes this place. This may be his doable.
Oh, God.
and he will gladly come up against the side of the ship, but you still will have to climb to get on board. But all of a sudden, you're seeing this barbarian just floating on this raft of scales.
How badass is that? We gotta get a picture. Barbarian
riding
Sobek.
Barbarian
standing there.
Spider. Just down with her hand touching him so they can communicate.
That kooky barbarian. She's just friends with animals. It's
animals
like
are friends.
It's like what happens when PETA goes wild.
Yes. And Otook.
Right. Well, you know
grapple,
what I'm going to do.
Grapple.
I'm gonna, like a little head rebel. I'm going to grapple him. For 12.
Okay.
She
stepped away.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's just
that
I'm at
disadvantage.
But he's still
there. Yeah, still
there. Oh, man, too. He did not.
Yep.
So 15.
Yeah. He got 2.
Oh, right.
And,
well then.
And is the Bernie Bernie thing still getting in?
Nicole. What? Can you roll for the Bernie Bernie thing?
Oh,
Bernie Bernie here.
Oh,
for
the
name.
Yep. Because by the way, Jocelyn. Oh my god, you have to roll that. Can you beat a 11? He's That's actually good.
Is this with my dex?
It's against your athletics.
My athletics. Yeah. 17.
You still got them.
Five for damage.
Five for damage?
Five, four.
Jesus.
He, right?
He's a he.
I told you that Taylor was gonna burn you for your sins.
How's he looking?
He's looking like shit. I mean, he is burnt all over. I mean, if somebody wanted to try to like communicate or demand a surrender,
no, he needs to
there's
die.
Odds
well,
are
actually, that, she kind of has already said, you know, give yourself over to Paylor.
Giving yourself to Paylor and burning him in the face does not translate to surrender.
Do we want to interrogate?
I've just been strangling him. And yeah. Him.
He is too dangerous to let live.
Well, we don't have to let him live. We just have to interrogate him.
She's
okay.
Awful good. We would have some problems with that.
So some of us chose the wrong alignment for this party. Clearly. So
he is too dangerous to be let live since we don't have plus one weapons. So just kidding.
Okay. And besides, you know, rangers are all about the lycanthropes are horrible in the environment because
it's
once you get one in the environment, it's all jacks up the environment and it's
well, truthfully
and frankly, he needs to pay for his crimes.
He did kill a bunch of innocent
people.
So if he dies in this combat, I will feel appeased. But if we took him as a prisoner, we'd have to take him in for justice. Back to town again.
I'm gonna kill him.
So, you know, no torturing and then
violence.
Okay.
Is my
In the meantime, it is the arcane trickster's turn. While they're having this whole quick momentary discussion about the justice system and bacon and such.
Right, as you do.
It smells really good.
And you wonder why they call it long pork.
No, at this moment, I don't have.
Dear, I don't know what to do at this moment.
You see that she is dead fried.
Yeah.
He just went.
I just saw the crocodile swim over there.
Yep.
I don't want to be on that boat, but.
It's okay.
Especially since the crocodile is the size of that boat.
Yeah.
If your rat was here, he'd be telling you, let's get back on land.
Yeah, let's go back to the land.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of being near the boar, but, you know.
You're way far away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so Carrie, what are you doing?
I'm stepping up and burning him.
I'm surprised you didn't just throw some oil on him and do it.
No, I'm saving the oil.
Why are you saving the oil?
Because of the temple.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's just like stabbing him with a torch.
16 just as an original
roll.
Why not? Pitchforks and torches, man.
He needs to pay slowly. 4.
Wow. She's need to pay slowly when I stick a
he
torch in your face.
He is a horrible person who killed innocent people needlessly. We didn't even know. You know, so he just cut swats through these horribly scared people.
You hear that, Otu? She's enjoying poking it with the torch.
I didn't say I'm enjoying it. I'm doing what needs to be done.
Okay. So you stab him again and then step away?
Yes.
I'm assuming you're not staying right in the fireball's range.
No,
that would be a good plan.
It's a good plan. I would assume it's a sound strategy. So it is the druid's turn.
Are we interrogating?
Sounds like Killy.
You better stop
that.
I mean, I plan on killing him.
Nobody has said, hey, don't kill him.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't kill the pig.
If you did say that, I'd probably have to stop.
Right.
But
you dirty pig.
To.
I think I
can
almost. Yeah. That space between my fireball.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right there.
Now remember, you
actually,
are a.
Get back one step, because I get.
If you're
one.
In spider form, you're like that size.
No, she's not in spider form.
Yeah,
she unspidered.
She went back.
Oh, okay.
She re-spidered.
Oh, is that
one? So you probably want to get on the other side so you can bite.
Other.
Right there.
Oh yeah, whatever.
That side. That way
and
you can get adjacent.
Bite him.
Okay, spider comes up. Glistening fangs coming out. The light shining off your armor.
Oh.
Isn't it at advantage for now?
Yeah, wait, it's definitely advantage since
yeah.
He's restrained and.
Oh, I want that dice.
don't like that one either.
What'd you get?
13.
13? That will hit?
And then, oh.
Like, you roll a one, the light blinds you, you hit the monk by accident.
Oh. So apparently the piercing won't work, but roll a venom damage.
Right, yeah.
Con save?
Yep.
11 for the save.
11 for con save?
Yeah.
I actually made that. Oh, shoot. I made that! So I have damage?
Not yet, disadvantage, or not for
the... not for save. Okay.
So it'll be half damage?
Yeah. 11.
11?
Yeah.
So that makes it 5 points of damage.
Yep. Okay, so the spider bites into him right over your shoulder, Tuk, you're holding him, and then spider like creeps over you and sinks fangs into his shoulder, and you just smell the necrotic tissue from the venom wound.
Ew.
As people are screaming, get away from the spider! Get away from the spider! It's going to eat you!
I promised I'd protect you! You're fine!
Ah, the spider's gonna eat us! Oh.
I also told you to be quiet!
She did! She did!
Sister Solace.
Sacred flame! Light bulb! Damn you!
Well, you're the one who's sacred flame.
Disadvantage.
It's a deck save.
Yeah.
That's a deck save.
Damn! You rolled the same thing, you son of a...
Yeah,
bloody, bloody pork chop you. God damn it, I'm just going to climb down next time.
Okay, so needless to say, we will ad hoc this rather than continue the horrible torture of between the three of you and your fireball and your venom and your torch.
My sacred flame!
And your sacred flame that
and
gets...
And my little of doom and his...
Yay! His her grappling.
Pork, it's what... for dinner tonight. You guys take him down horribly.
Well,
with the sacred flame.
He deserved it.
The sacred flame making sure he doesn't come back to life, because that's what some of the folk tales say.
Oh, well, good.
Because he couldn't come back as, you know, the...
Well, we specialize in picking.
In the meantime, my first action is getting up, going down below decks, declaring my name is Kriv. This vessel is now under my command. Any who are going to object, do so now. And if more than three of them object, I'm thunder waving in the barracks.
Okay, pretty much these guys are mostly just pirates, so they're like, we don't care who we serve as long as we get paycheck.
Hey, I've got a captain set.
You've got a crew now.
And
okay.
I can navigate.
So,
did we just inherit a boat and a captain
and a crocodile?
Yeah.
And a key filled with lots and lots of dead bodies. But.
Talon has some unresolved issues here.
Yeah, I tell everyone what I felt.
He went that away.
That my prey went under the water and then back towards the keep. So there's a tunnel under there.
Is the tunnel big enough for something?
I don't know. We'd have to find out. So that's what I was saying. I was saying, let's send Sobek in and first. And what?
No, that seems like a perfectly reasonable plan. He should be like...
He's probably thinking, hey, that might make a good lair anyways.
That would be awesome. Does anyone go over there and look?
Yeah.
Well, someone's going to have to.
I'm going to go talk to the peasants while they're doing this.
Yes, go
talk
to them.
How big is this tunnel?
We need to find how big it is.
Is someone going to go look at where they think that there might be a tunnel in some suspected way?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the crocodile can tell you. Do
you talk to Soba?
Yeah.
He tells you that there's currents there. Yes, the water's flowing that direction, but there's the hard rock in the way.
The key.
How he communicates it. There's hard rock that keeps him from being able to go there.
There's a grate of some sort.
Is someone wanting to physically go look at that area?
Well, she can write
so I'll check it out, yeah.
Okay. Right, give me a perception real quick. You're going to be an advantage because, of course, you're
riding the crocodile.
Lizard! It's more of a saurian, really.
Even better.
Plus perception?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, 14.
14? You see that right here, covered in mud and dirt, is actually a concealed tunnel. That you
How
could,
big?
As long as you duck, you could take a boat into this tunnel.
A boat? Like you could go to Sobek?
You can fit Sobek, but there is an iron grate in front of it that has a simple lock.
We need to find the key.
That
gee, I wonder if somebody could possibly pick this lock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like a thief.
Okay.
A thiefy sort of person would be very handy.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
What do we loot off the ship?
Yeah, loot.
Well, the crew expects, you know, to be crew for this ship. You don't get to keep everything if you're going to keep the crew. Captain Kriv.
And him. And the pig.
And oh, the pig.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll kill the pig too.
Yes, you
guy.
Definitely
I
kill the pig.
I guess I could loot the guy I killed.
Oh, yeah.
I found
this down.
And we should check his room. Yeah, everything on him. Did we find anything on the ship that's useful? Did we go into, like, the captain's quarters?
How about
so you guys are going to basically run roughshod over the community and looting everything
yes.
of importance?
So,
no, we're gonna
I'm gonna tend to the wounded.
I'm going to speak with the peasants.
And
okay.
I will assist her and attend to the wounded.
Who
are still terrified of this shape-changing spider creature?
No, be at ease, people.
I'm not a spider was terrifying.
Scared.
I found the spider kind of terrifying myself. But actually, that spider is your friend, called here by the power of nature to free you from the brutalities of this profane cult that's trying to kill you.
Cult?
They don't
yes,
know about the cult.
Right. Well, you see, that gentleman who was sort of shaped like a boar was actually secretly a cult leader. I know, it's terrible. So here is 10 gold pieces from my little satchel. To help you regain
expenses.
Your footing in life, and to repair this place.
We'll rehear the pirates that are down there if none of them have a scimitar across it.
Most of them are just squabs that only have, like, daggers.
Oh, yeah. The scimitar's part of it.
Which is why that they were not interested in
coming up
and doing anything because, you know, they were
they
have daggers.
So can we ask them what they know about where they're at?
You can.
Yeah, we can ask.
They will gladly answer your question, especially with Captain Kriv, you know, motivating them to do so.
You're gonna have to change this whole captain thing, right?
Like, yeah. You're gonna have to demote Captain Kriv.
Or you get to become admiral.
That's
admiral.
True.
That's right.
Or he's admiral and you're captain. And he just is like the muscle when you need to like bring in the Sith.
But that is a good place to wrap it up there.
Woo!
Especially
well
since we're running
people.
Out of time.
Yes.
My
yes.
God, guys.
We did it with surprisingly little pain.
Yeah.
So, Kriv needs healing, and
so you have
1 point
of
damage. She took one. You
so
took one.
I did take a point of damage. Kriv took a lot of damage. And the poor, poor peasants.
I'm working on the poor peasants. Well,
we have to do
and
a
long
rest. So you get
yeah, we're going to have to get
that,
our
right?
rest
yeah.
before we go into the tunnel.
So you do know that, yes, there is a tunnel there, and the currents are slowly taking it. And I will have to shoot you an email with the loot as well as other things.
Woohoo!
How thoroughly are you guys going through the place?
I'm going to go through the entire ship
Let's,
and talk
you,
to the crew.
Okay.
To make sure that the peasants are safe, we'll have to go through very quite carefully. And also, any said cultists left, we will either have to take as prisoners or...
And we're going to tell the crew that the crocodile's
with us. It looks like it goes with your set.
Yes.
Don't hurt
Sobek,
he's
one
of
us. No, he is. My will be looking for
if I come across people
still,
before
so
others.
I'm gonna look everywhere for it.
Yeah,
and,
that's right, we're looking for her.
If I come across people before others, I can either try deception or charm person to try
and
find out, oh, is there any treasure around here? We need to secure the treasure.
Yeah.
Are there any soldiers left?
There were some, but they did him out of there. They were quite glad when the group kept going because they were like, screw this, we're out of here.
Okay.
Especially when the thunder wave went off.
Okay, I was hoping that I could find someone and convince them that we have to, you know, guard the treasury.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
As you do.
Oh, that was fun.
Oops.
It's amazing when you do these things and be relatively unscathed.
Well, actually, it's because of where we put ourselves.
Yeah, you literally
since
split
we have
things
the
up
high ground and
yeah, and you split yourselves up in such a tactical way too that it was nothing but helpful for you guys.
And the stealth rolls helped.
Yeah, the amazing stealth rolls.
Yeah, that's also, pretty epic.
But it was pretty clever. Also, the convincing the ship that we were